News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump not happy with the Supreme Court after it struck down his tariff regimen, saying in a 6-3 ruling he could not unilaterally impose tariffs using an emergency powers law. But Trump says that's not the end of it.
Other alternatives will now be used to replace the ones that the court incorrectly rejected. We have alternatives. Great alternatives. Could be more money. We'll take in more money. And we'll be a lot stronger for it. We're taking in hundreds of billions of dollars. We'll continue to do so.
Seth Soutelle has Wall Street's reaction in the AP Markets report.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street as markets kept relatively calm following the Supreme Court's decision to strike down President Trump's tariffs. The S&P 500 rose 0.7% Friday. The index had been flipping between small gains and losses earlier in the day, following discouraging reports showing slowing growth for the U.S. economy and faster inflation. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 230 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.9%. Trading was tentative across markets after the tariff ruling. Trump said he would still put tariffs on other countries using different means. Treasury yields mostly held steady in the bond market. Seth Soutelle, New York.
President Trump is warning limited strikes against Iran are possible. This is the country's top diplomat says Tehran expects to have a proposed deal ready in the next few days, following talks on its nuclear program with the U.S. In England, Charles Deledesma reports police have conducted another search.
Following one of the most extraordinary days in the modern history of Britain's royal family, the former Prince Andrew is back at his new home on the Sandringham estate, King Charles III's private retreat. Police have concluded their search there, but on Friday are still searching the Royal Lodge, his 30-room former home in the grounds of Windsor Castle, just west of the capital, London. I'm Charles Deledesma.
This is AP News. The Olympic men's hockey gold medal matchup will be the same as the women after the USA beat Slovakia 6-2 and Canada downed Finland 3-2. Gethin Kulbaugh recaps yesterday's women's final.
The United States has won its third Olympic gold medal in women's hockey. Megan Keller backhanded in a shot 407 into overtime, and the Americans beat Canada 2-1 Thursday night to close out another thrilling chapter of one of sport's most heated rivalries. American captain Hillary Knight forced overtime by tipping in Layla Edwards' shot from the blue line with 204 remaining. The goal was the 15th of Knight's Olympic career and her 33rd point to break the U.S. record. In both categories.
Really grateful that, you know, now we can have more reunions decades from now to be able to celebrate this team.
I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The men's gold medal game set for Sunday. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.